Voilà.
Fala.
This was
Join.
exactly the name I was waiting for. Hello, Salah. It's Olivier here. Can you hear us? We can't hear you at the moment. Salah, could you please try and talk so we can see if we can hear you here? We can't hear you at the moment. Hello, Salah? Can you hear us? Apologies for this delay, but we have a remote participant who needs to be able to connect properly so as to be able to speak to us. Salah, can you hear us? Hello?
Salah.
Left.
Sala Nieta, Tamanica Rimaro.
Joined.
There we go. Hello, Sala. It's Olivia here. Can you hear us? We can't hear you very well at all. Actually, we can't hear you at all. Can you... We can hear that there's some background noise.
Hello?
Hey, Sala, can you hear us? Can you speak, please?
Testing?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry. I seem to be getting messages that you can hear me, but I can't hear you, but that's okay. Greetings, everyone, from Fiji. It's a pleasure and a privilege to meet with you. Please let me know if I'm actually supposed to speak now, since I actually can't hear you. I'll just let Heidi indicate to me via Skype.
Can you... It would be better if you could hear us, because there will be a discussion taking place.
This is actually one of the challenges with remote participation. This sometimes happens where... Okay, they're trying to get a two-way communication.
Yes,
thanks.
We're still testing. One, two.
So
one,
I'm
two,
not
three.
Sure if I'm supposed to speak now.
No, speak, not yet.
Still couldn't hear anything.
Sala, keep talking. They're saying that they can hear you. Yes, they're saying they can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. I apologize for that, everyone. As you can imagine, remote participation can be challenging, not only in terms of challenging time zones, but also access issues, as is evident now. But this is capacity building is something that is close to all our hearts, and it's something that resounds within every regional at-large organization. And we've just been analyzing... My apologies. Let me just mute my Adobe. One moment, please.
I think you might start hearing us now, because this sounds like some feedback loop.
Okay, excellent.
Can you hear us?
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, but can you hear us?
Okay, thanks. Yes, it's something that's been happening at the edges, as Olivia had sort of mentioned earlier on Sunday, in relation to the regional at-large organizations running face-to-face sessions for the ALSs that actually turn up to the ICANN meetings. But one of the things that I'd like to focus our minds on is not only are we mandated to do this under the ICANN bylaws, so the issue of whether it should be done or not is something that's already a given, but one of the things that we'd like to sort of highlight is some of the considerations that should follow in relation to discussing capacity building. And one of which is not only is it going to enhance how the at-large interfaces in terms of creating meaningful participation from the at-large structures into the policy processes within ICANN, but it's going to make for a very robust community, not only within the at-large, but a robust ICANN community, which is something we all want. And one of the challenges, as we've seen, even with my participating remotely, is the issue of access. And remote participation is, whilst it's something that's available and is readily available, there are ways to continue to improve it. And I'm not sure if everyone's seen the link that's actually on the wiki of a proposal that was put up earlier this year, where there were sort of broad issues discussed in relation to the issue of access. And some of you may recall that in Prague, we had sort of shared various penetration rates, RALO penetration rates, with the global community. One of the things that we've been doing since... since Costa Rica. One of the things that we've been doing since then is reviewing the dashboards that the RALOs keep, and just based on a comparative analysis with the statistics that's actually on the website, on the ICANN website, we found quite a lot of discrepancies, and it appears that there are a lot of that there are a few ALSs that are on the ICANN website that have joined the RALOs through where the community has been informed through various announcements as per the mailing list that have not made it onto the dashboard. So this is a note to the RALOs to sort of keep up with managing the respective dashboards. But one of the things we're doing also is updating our own register, our own records, and also noting the years that the various ALSs joined. And I'm happy to report that we've reached 2007. There's still a lot of data to mine through. And one of the things that we've noticed is we're able to better see the growth over the years. And that's something we're going to be sharing with you all in a short while, if not today, certainly within the next few days via the mailing list. One of the things that we've also recognized, some of you would have heard our CEO, ICANN CEO, mention at the NCUC session conference, was one of the difficulty that a new person faces when they enter the world of ICANN, in that there's so much information that it can be daunting. And it appears that this is the same, we're receiving the same feedback from various ALSs that we've spoken to so far. In fact, one of the things that we've also done is we've facilitated a recent survey within the AP Rallo region to sort of extract feedback on what they think about some of the processes, what they think about the relationship with the Rallo, and also in terms of how they're contributing towards the various policy processes. And it was interesting to see the array of feedback in relation to the questions that were sent to them. But one of the things that disturbed me, however, was the number of people who actually responded to the survey, that responded to the survey as opposed to the actual number of ALSs. And that to me shows that there's a breakdown in, potentially breakdown in communication lines. So it's either people are getting drowned in emails, or we need to figure out where the bottlenecks are. But one of the things that the results of the survey does give us is the opportunity to actually analyze and assess where some of the bottlenecks are, so that we can sort of... if you notice the link within the wiki and the capacity building section, you'd have noticed that at the time we had prepared this draft proposal, one of the things that we had mentioned was that there would need to be an identification of all existing capacity building programs within ICANN. And one of the things we've found is that GAC is also organizing their own capacity building sessions, along with the CCNSO, where it's still very much ad hoc, hasn't been finalized yet, according to my last brief discussion with the CCNSO. And it also appears that whilst on the ground global partnership, I should say, should be commended. They've been doing excellent work in terms of outreaching and working the networks through the network operator groups, along with the regional internet registries. Sorry, I should use the ASO in ICANN speak in relation to EFRINE, KPNE, GRIPE, NCC, LACRINE, KNARIN. They've been doing various IPv6 trainings and whatnot. But one of the things that we feel should happen, which the ASO have responded to say that they're very keen to work and to partner with us in relation to how we can coordinate capacity building better so that our ALSs are able to benefit. And a good example of it is already happening in terms of APNIC's been doing tremendous work within the Asia-Pacific region and reaching out to the end users, sending their trainers and that sort of thing. So here we have lots of stakeholders who are prepared to partner with us, but what we really need is a clear strategic framework, a clear strategic plan on how we'd like to roll out our capacity building. And one of the first things that in the event that a working group were to be created would have to do is to, A, identify the teething problems where the bottlenecks are, and B, decide where we want to go, and where we want to go is to build robust ALSs who are able to engage and contribute to the ICANN global public policy spaces, and B, identify the challenges and teething problems, and look for ways to resolve it. And in terms of identifying that, it's tied to C, which is clearly conduct empirical analysis on existing data. And here we have dashboards by the Rallos that can be compared to what is on the ICANN website. And even noting that there are little inconsistencies, I shouldn't say little, noting that there are inconsistencies even with the ICANN website, that in itself speaks tremendously of speaks to the gaps and the bottlenecks. So those are things that we can identify. And D, identify how we would like to create a, to prepare to create a strategic framework where we, to sort of chart where we would like to go, how much penetration do we want to increase, what is the, apart from increasing the penetration rate, but also the quality of the inreach. For example, if, for instance, if an ALS is, has two members that are contributing to policy spaces, do we, you know, what are some of the targets that an ALS could set? Should it increase to five? So what are some of the mechanisms that should be in place to allow for the nurturing process or the impartation process or the sharing of information? And like what Olivier had said on Sunday, capacity building is something that happens every day. But here we'd like to work towards preparing a strategic framework. And of course, we have the wiki and that sort of thing available. We have beginner's guidelines available. But we need to figure out our solutions have to be tied to addressing the challenges, and there needs to be a clear charting of where we want to go. And with that, I would strongly recommend the need for a working group. And I apologize that I haven't had the chance to send you the link of the APIRALO website, the APIRALO survey that's just published, because we have to send it to the RALO first. But it will be sent to you shortly. With that, I'll leave it to you, Olivier. Sorry, I can't hear anything, and I can only hear myself speak.
Can you hear us? Thank you. Thank you very much, Sala. Can you hear us now? I understand things have been fixed on our side, and you should be able to hear us. Can you hear
us? Thank you. I can hear you now.
Fantastic. Ah, well, welcome, Sala, then, because you didn't hear our welcome. We've got the full room over here. Thank you very much for your introduction. Very, very helpful indeed. You did allude to a page, a wiki page, I believe, and unfortunately we have not got the link there, so it would be great if you could put that link onto the Adobe chat, please, for everyone here to be able to access it. And I'm not referring to the APIRALO link, the link on the capacity building work that you have done, the proposal, basically. Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much. So now I open the floor here for comments. I hope everyone has been following quite clearly. Your voice came out quite well, and I see that Tijani Benjamin has put his hand up. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Sala, for the work you did, and I appreciate very much your energy and your willing to do the right job. We have to be clear about the capacity building inside at large and the capacity building inside ICANN that we are working on in the ICANN Academy project. I think that we need to work to have people working on the capacity building inside at large. And this work can be fed to the ICANN Academy to be considered. Second point, I think that what you did, Sala, was done before for the at-large, for the ALSs, the survey, and the identification of the needs, and then some actions, some programs of capacity building have been done to this end. I think that to deepen this work is a very good thing. We need to continue, and we need perhaps to identify what didn't work and the actions done before, and how to to make it better working in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Sala?
Yes, thank you, Tijani. There's a lot of work that's going to need to be done, and all hands will be needed on deck. And I would also like to draw from the Naralo capacity building session. Garth had actually raised an excellent point as he was facilitating the capacity building session, where he was sort of encouraging and exhorting the Naralo ALSs to reach out and to identify, I'm not sure, Garth, correct me if I'm wrong, 10 ALS to reach out to 10 organizations and pull in the much-needed critical mass. Back to you, Olivia.
Thank you, Sala. Sorry, we're shuffling people around at the moment as you speak as well. It's a little bit like dancing chairs on this part of the world. Just to introduce Sally Costerton and Felice Yilmaz, who are joining us for the next part of the discussion. But we'll continue with this one while they prepare. As you very rightly mentioned, Sala, there is the ICANN Academy program that is currently in place and that has been worked on for a while. There is a session about this a little bit later on. I just wanted to offer an insight of how I saw the two interfacing somehow together. As we all know, the ICANN Academy started out encompassing all the ideas between capacity building and leadership program, etc. The problem with this is that it's a huge, huge endeavor. Very reason being that very little had been done until now in ICANN in this community. On top of that, of course, the regional at large organizations have provided capacity building during their sessions. And that's also all of these ad hoc works were started effectively quite spontaneously due to the vacuum that was there before. And what is required really is a way to coordinate all of these efforts together. But at the same time, there's also a need to spread the load. I don't think that it is possible for a single person to be able to do absolutely everything with one working group that will, you know, parallel efforts have to be pursued. I see Tijani is waving his hand frantically towards me. Tijani, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Olivier, it's different. We have two different things. The ICANN Academy is an academy for ICANN, for the whole ICANN. The capacity building inside at large is a working group looking after the efforts of capacity building inside at large. So we need both. And as I said before, this working group will feed the academy with the result of their works.
Thank you, Tijani. Sandra Hofrechter.
Thank you. It's Sandra Hofrechter speaking. I agree with Tijani. These are two different... Pardon? These are two different things. We have the framework, which is now called ICANN Academy and which is discussed in a broader ICANN context, and we are talking about here at large capacity building programs. However, both should be somehow synchronized with each other. I mean, this should be a joint effort. The framework, which is currently discussed in the ICANN Academy working group, allows any implementation of any module from any constituency. I know every constituency has his own needs, has his own little things to do, has his own little programs. Just to mention the Tech Day from the technical community, from the CCTLD community. But finally, we should be very careful avoiding double provisions. I mean, we have already some really good programs in place, which is the newcomers track, which are the what we have currently here, the Naralo capacity building in the morning, which we had also for Lacrolo and for AFRALO. I'm sorry. I think this is a very good effort, and we should put a lot of effort to improve and to extend this capacity building program. On top, we will see what is additionally necessary for a broader at large community, and which should be probably offered online, because not everybody is in the position to do it face to face and during time. Both ways, either face to face meetings or online meetings, have their advantages and disadvantages. But talking or coming back to the overall framework, I know that there is also a demand from the business constituency to develop an online program. And I think this should be taken into consideration when we are talking about what we could develop online for at large, because there might be some basic elements which apply for both, for the at large community, for the business community, and for others. So what I would like to underline here, we have to link those efforts very, very strongly to avoid any waste of resources and any waste of resources. That's what I want to actually say. And I think if this group, which is going to be set up, the at-large capacity building, they should actively participate in the ICANN Academy working group as well, so that the activities are linked to each other. For myself, I will also participate in any capacity building set up for at-large, so that I can be somehow the connecting person, liaison. It's quite, but you know what I mean. So I really ask us to try to keep both things synchronized to avoid wasting resources. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra. And Fatimata had her hand up, and then we'll have Tijani. So Fatimata.
Fatimata, thank you, Olivier. I'll speak in French.
Oops.
I would like to thank Sala for the work that she's done. So I would like to thank her for her work. And I would also like to remind you that this concern has long existed, and that during our summit in Mexico, we saw that it was a great concern back then, and we discussed this endlessly. And so as regards this capacity building activity for the at-large community, the problem remains the same, because what we want to have as a result, what we aim at, is having more participation from the community in the different regions. And to this day, we still have the same problem. Even if we made great breakthroughs at the capacity building sessions that we organized in Dakar. But the situation today is that we maintained a capacity building session and training, but there was no follow-up so that the people we trained could participate actively and effectively. So our question is how to keep those people engaged so that those people that we trained can remain interested. Don't forget that when one joins ICANN, we are interested, of course, but it's volunteer work. So we have to find a word to keep those people engaged and get them to participate as we want them to. So that takes a lot of work locally. We've already said it many times, so we should create a regional constituency, yes, but we have to go back to the field, and in each country we should organize activities if we want to do this, to get it done. That's the bottom-up activities question. It's locally that we should work, and that takes resources. Thank you.
Fatimata, just one question to you. Would you believe, do you think that it's for the RALO to offer this and to push for this, or is it for the ALAC and all of the ALAC to have a program on this?
I think, Fatimata again, I think the railroads have the part to play, really. I mean, we all work with ALAC. If you have a strategy, if you have a plan, it has to be implemented, and it has to be implemented locally. And to be implemented locally, the railroads have to be engaged. They have to be committed, and they have to be following up the activities and also evaluate how the activities are being implemented.
Thank you, Fatimata. And I see that Salah has put her hand up. But before you, Salah, Tijani, and then after you, Salah. So first, Tijani.
Thank you, Olivier. I agree with Fatimata that it is the responsibility of the RALO. And that's why AFRALO decided to do a virtual capacity building, which is a consolidation of what was done in Dakar in face-to-face capacity building. It is another effort to make the community participate better in the future. Coming back now to the academy and the working group, let me be clear, very clear. I don't think that there is any, duplication. And it cannot be any duplication, because the duty of the working group is to identify what kind of capacity building we need, what kind of learner we have, when it will be better to do this capacity building. But when the academy is established, the academy will be the one who will organize, who will synchronize, and who will implement the capacity building. The academy, at the end, will be the only one entity in ICANN that do capacity building. But we need, in each constituency, their group, their capacity building groups that will identify, that will bring the need of this group and identify it and give it to the academy so that the academy implement it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tijani. And so, Salah, you have the floor.
Yes. Thank you, Olivier. Sonia Tetamani-Camero for the transcripts. I'd just also like to thank those who have gone before me in terms of the wisdom, in terms of the points that they've raised. And I'd just like to point out that one of the things that the link, which I had sent in terms of the initial draft proposal, sort of the step one in terms of the methodology, would be to identify and assess the existing trainings done within ICANN to avoid duplication. So that's something that we would like to manage, because, frankly, volunteer time is a critical resource, and we'd like to harness it. And the other thing also is just re-emphasizing what Fatimata had said, and Fatimata and Tijani had mentioned. There's a real need for follow-up in terms of getting them to remain interested, and in the context of at-large activities and that sort of thing, that's going to be a challenge. But the key would be in terms of the development of a clear strategic framework of how we're going to go about that. And before the development of the strategic framework, which is we would have to first identify where the gaps are. And Olivia had posed an excellent question. Whose responsibility is it? Is it the RALOs or is it the ALECs? And until the working group identifies together with the RALOs and together with ALEC and the at-large community, what the gaps are, we won't know what to fix. We can assume to know what's wrong. And even from looking at the AP RALO survey, I was quite surprised to see some of the things that they had raised, which was totally beyond my realm of sight. So we can only begin to imagine, which is why it's always best to hear from the users, to hear from the community as to where the gaps are and how we could best addresses. So back to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Sala. Any response? Sylvia, you had put your hand up a bit earlier, and I'm going to have to take a cue here.
I will speak in Spanish.
This is Sylvia Herlain for the record. I would like to echo Fatimata's words and say that it is truly a challenge to get volunteers to continue engaged. Briefly, I want to say that in La Crallo, we devote 30 minutes in our monthly teleconference to capacity building. This means that ALSs that are already part of our RALO are able to further understand ICANN and the constituencies and the issues that we deal with. So I believe this could be a way in which each of the RALOs could have the ALSs understand the way ICANN works. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. Carlton, and then Yaovi. So first, Carlton.
Thank you, Olivia. It's Carlton for the record. I want to two things. First of all, might I suggest a different approach? There is a body of knowledge that we know is necessary for participation, and maybe if we start with that, then that would be sufficient. And I want to add to what Sylvia says, because if you start with that and then you get feedback from the ALSs through the monthly teleconferences, you can then expand what it is, what else might be necessary. So I would suggest that we start with a common body of knowledge framework, and then we take an approach that is used in La Crallo that Sylvia suggested and build out from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Next is Yaovi Atohun.
Yaovi speaking. My point is to say that it's very important for some work to be done at the local level, because it's something we have to consider all the time. Whatever we are doing internally within ALAC or within ALAC, it's not enough, because when we go back from, like Fatimata said, we had something in Dakar for capacity building. But it's important to know after that how many ILSs after back home were able to share information with the members. Because the work is a very... there is a lot of work to do, and then we need capacity building for us, and then also increase the number of participation by giving the opportunity of members from our community to have the access to the information too. My second point is to very important. Apart this meeting, we should use the list and the other means available to share the activities regarding capacity building. What you are doing at each RALO or ALS level, it is important that we share this information via email or through the wiki, so that we don't wait necessarily for meetings and to have access to this information. So my point is that at the local level, it's important for us, being member of representing ILSs, to try to organize something at a local level. This is the only way to make what we are doing sustainable. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yaovi. I know that there's a queue, but Phillies needs to go in the next 5 minutes, so I thought I'd have her jump the queue and say a few words. Phillies has, of course, been very closely involved with the ICANN Academy and the leadership program and working very closely with Sandra. Phillies, you have the floor.
Thank you. Phyllis here. I know most of your faces here, and all the new ones, hello here. The ICANN Academy, I think, is moving on towards the right direction. We will have the 3-hour session this Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it, to hear the more focused discussions, hopefully. And some of the points that you have, I just heard here, we kind of walked in, obviously, in the middle of the conversation. But I think they are part of ICANN Academy. There is still there. Should it be considered as a specific project, or should we looking at a wider perspective? I think both of them are possible. Obviously, we just need to. It's a timing issue, but we want to concentrate on first and then move on forward. I think it's a planning issue rather than a disagreement issue overall within the group. The second thing I want to say before I just let go, because I need to leave too. I apologize. I have another meeting at 11. For any kind of capacity building, what I heard, I all agree. I think there's a lot to do on the local level. We can help there, I believe. There is now a new outreach and capacity building strategy being developed through Tarek and Sally. It is a ICANN-wide discussion at the moment, not only for ALAC, but I think ALAC has so much input to bring because you really work with the roots over there, with the direct internet users, so you know your ground, you know your needs. I think there's a lot to bring from that experience, so here you go to provide feedback about that. So I'll leave it to Sally from here.
Thank you, Phyllis. Very helpful. Sally, should we go to you, or should we reintegrate the queue, or just say a few words, and then we can get back to the queue, and then back to you?
Okay. Well, Sally Costerton, for the record. I'll learn to say that now. And I've been told to speak more slowly. So I'll try. If it sounds very unnatural, you'll have to tell me. This is probably the central area of the effort that I will be handling under this expanded group. The two things I would like to share with you. One is that the reason why we've reorganized and expanded the team around stakeholder engagement is precisely so that we can help you to do what you are describing. So hearing you ask for these things makes me feel happy, because this is very aligned with the resource, the way we're organizing resourcing. Now, this is all good intentions. We have to implement. You will find within my expanded team, Phyllis, for example, all of the communications function, the regional outreach team, so Rodrigo, and Jamie and Nigel, who I think many of you already know, as well as a variety of other more specific areas of content creation, web development. So we have some channels in there, some content in there, and some very hands-on relationship management people in there, essentially. And we will also continue to expand this group. And I would really appreciate your guidance on a couple of issues. It seems to me, as Phyllis said, and I'm a newcomer, so you'll have to tell me if you think I'm wrong about this, that we could do a much better job on the ICANN staff of helping be, if you like, the glue inside the ICANN community that helps you. Somebody said earlier on, we shouldn't be duplicating. We shouldn't be wasting resources. We need to understand where is the best practice already. How can we share it? And my guess, it's only a guess right now, is that most of the knowledge about that resides in this group, because this is where most of the capacity building and outreach is being done, because of the geographical reach of this group. So I really hope that you can help to drive this with me, and to help me to advocate with other stakeholder groups and show them the great things that you are already doing, so that we can be more integrated and they can help you to, we can help each other. We can have the stakeholder groups have a better dialogue. And that seems to me to be an excellent objective for the ICANN staff to focus on. So you tell me if that's not the case. The The other piece is about is about doing things in the locality, which is what you were saying, Fatimata, and I'm completely with you. I need to be careful that I don't just hire lots of people and kind of put them down all over the world. For many, I'm seeing lots of nodding heads. Okay, good, I'm right about that. There is a balance to be struck, clearly, between the right amount, or it's not just amount, it's skills. You know, my guess is that the capacity building, the outreach requirement is not the same in every country. It's not the same in every region. You need different outreach in Washington, D.C. to the outreach you need in Senegal. I get that. And the matrix will help provide some of that because the team will be able to pull across ICANN to provide dedicated resource. But in the end also, sometimes you need a guy on the ground, a lady on the ground, who just really is your person. So please, can I ask you to work with me over the next few months on this? If I may, I would like probably with Olivier or however we do this, just to sense check. I might say, hey, Olivier, you know, I'm thinking of adding somebody here. What do you know anybody? Is there anybody we can have from the community? Question one. Should be a staff or should we create more of a virtual team, you know? Can we broaden the resource better? It doesn't just have to be people on the payroll at ICANN. And is this the right region, or should we prioritize something else first? So I hope we can partner on that. So those would be my observations, and I hope that they're helpful. And I really look forward to hearing your views this morning and also as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. We have a queue. We first have Joan Kerr. And then we'll have Holly after that. Joan?
Thank you. I'm actually a newcomer, so I had made the decision just to listen, but I just thought I'd jump in with a couple of things. I think it's great that newcomers have a newcomer's track. One of the things, since we're talking about capacity building, I was thinking yesterday as I was in the training session, Sunday. Gosh, my days are mixed up. That no one asked what the newcomers wanted to contribute to. What were their specialties or what were they thinking of contributing to? And I was thinking, geez, you know, here's a room full of newly and enthusiastically inclined people. Who actually don't know what work they might get and would agree to almost anything just to be involved, and no one asked, you know. So that was one thing, one observation. And the second thing is that there would be some mechanism that if someone wanted to learn something, that there would be some way of, there would be a mentorship program. So if they were interested in a skill, not necessarily know it, but always wanted, you know, when you have an inclination to something, you're more apt to be motivated. So in terms of capacity building, those are my observations. And I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the day mostly, but I just thought I'd mention that.
That's great. Thank you for your contribution. Yeah, very helpful. Holly Reich?
Holly Rage for the Transcript Record. I know you've differentiated between regions, but I also think if we're doing outreach, it ought to be by sort of constituency and skill set, because if I'm actually talking to a group of small business users, what they need to know about ICANN and its importance to them is very different to, say, another group of communities, to Linux users and so forth. So, in fact, we need to understand not only regional difference but constituency difference so that we can say appropriate things to the appropriate groups.
I do, if I may, Olivia, Sally Costerton, again, for the record, this is a really important point, and I thank you for bringing it in, because I just came from another meeting where I had this exact discussion. Again, I want your feedback, please, but my previous life... before I took the oath and came to ICANN, feels like that. There, the good news about what you're describing is that you can really do that centrally, because those kinds of groups are pretty much the same wherever they are. The regional piece has to be localized. So the provision of content, whether it's the channel or the content itself, really, really important that this is tailored. We balance the need for efficiency, but with the need for local effectiveness and, as you say, constituency relevance. Otherwise, they don't engage. And if they don't engage, there's no point. You know, we've wasted our time. So the more you can help us to tailor those, my commitment is to provide some resource, some people, some expertise to help to either work on what we have, to create new content, to think creatively about how we use, for example, social media, much more, different channels, not right everywhere. But these are the kinds of discussions, just getting specific, that I hope we'll be able to have together.
Thank you very much, Sally. I noticed that Sala has her hand up in the room, but before you, Sala, there is Sandra Hoferichter.
Thank you, Sandra Hoferichter, for the record. I want to go back what Sally mentioned about staff being the glue of all the capacity building efforts within ICANN. And I like this idea of staff being a glue, because in the ICANN Academy Working Group, this is one of the key issues, which role staff is going to play in all these efforts. And I made this experience during my work as a chair of the ICANN Academy Working Group. As long as it was an at-large working group, and we were collaborating with staff in a very excellent way, I would not say it changed, but it became more challenging collaborating with staff in the same way when it changed to a SOAC-wide, SOAC means all SOs and ACs working group. And the role of staff was much more questioned in all these efforts. And I think that's a very central point where also the new efforts lined out by the new CEO, how staff and community should collaborate and work with each other. I think this is a very key issue which will come up and which will be discussed in the future very, very often, apart from what the community needs, which capacity building. So we should also keep this in our mind, that this is a very key issue. Thank you.
That's a big one. I feel too new to dare to proffer any solutions on this, as I am sure they will come back to haunt me. I am just about aware of the issue you're raising. I think in these early days, apart from acknowledging its importance, the only observation I would make is that I think there is and probably has to be a difference between, when I say staff as the glue, what I mean by that, this is a kind of a very British expression, so excuse me, but what I mean by that is really more of facilitation between taking, if you will, kind of taking pieces of best practice and making sure that the community understands it between the different stakeholder groups. This, I think, will be widely appreciated, and thank you so much for your comments. I really value that. The broader subject of creating consensus and agreement between the different SOAC groups to do a thing of any type is a different point. And I'm not going to even go there. I feel much less able to comment on anybody's ability to do that, and certainly mine, but we'll do our best.
Thank you very much, Sally. Sala, you have the floor.
Thank you. Salmieta Tamanika-Muru for the transcripts. Just like to emphasize the most excellent point that Holly raised in relation to noting constituency base, but just like to add further that we should consider something that was raised in Dakar in the meeting in Senegal in relation to a human resource matrix. And in essence, quite aside from identifying existing capacity and existing resources, as Sally had sort of alluded to, in identifying what resources are present on the ground, what resources are present within ICANN, it's something for the Rallos to take up the initiative to sort of know the extent of the resources that are available beyond the active participants. And this is whatever resources they may be, whether they're financial experts able to crunch numbers and run ratios, whether they're teachers, educators, or whether they're DNS experts, or whether they're IT engineers or Linux experts, as Holly had alluded to, that sort of thing. Because once we have a consolidated resource matrix, of course, there are privacy issues. People can choose to disclose or not to disclose. That's up to them. But if we were to have some sort of consolidated register of human resource matrix at any time, the Rallos can sort of effectively pull from these resources. But I'd just like to underscore the need, again, I'd just like to underscore the need for clear empirical analysis prior to the development of a strategic framework. And it's to precede the strategic framework rather than the other way around. And back to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Salah. Your point about a human resource matrix was well taken. I think we can take that as an action item and take it from there, maybe one of the first tasks of the future work that needs to be undertaken. Next in the queue is Peter Knight.
Yes, Peter Knight, ISOC DC in Brazil. Having Sally here and given the discussions we've had previously and even at the board meeting this morning, I'd like to hear her professional views on strategic communication with regard to the R3 issues. My personal opinion is that these are not even urgent. They're almost at the crisis level, given the upcoming meetings in Baku and Dubai. And therefore, I was wondering what you would see, and this is an outreach issue, certainly, in terms of how ICANN should respond at the external level to these, let's say, challenges.
Peter, it's Olivia for the transcript. This is more on outreach. I think we have a session on outreach that takes place later on. This one is specifically about the capacity building for at large. However, what I do note, your question is transcribed, and in fact it will be recorded, and Sally could address it maybe later on or in writing. That's okay. Okay, anybody else who wishes to contribute? I know the time is running. We're 8 minutes behind our schedule already. I think that what we might wish to do, and Salah, I still see your hand up.
Oops, sorry, it's meant to be down, pardon me.
Okay, so I think, well, we've got one action item from this section, but there's also an agenda item there, which is next steps. And the next step that I think is proposed is for the capacity building working group to be created, and the rationale behind it being that with Sandra currently coordinating and having to deal with all the SOs and ACs, having a wonderful time trying to coordinate the program, and with all the challenges, it's very difficult for one person to do that, plus the capacity building, plus the coordination with all the local RALO capacity buildings. And with Salah having had a lot of experience and certainly having produced a very interesting and very thorough report, the suggestion is for a capacity building working group to be created. And I know that a lot of the members of the working group will be also part of the ICANN Academy working group and the wider working group, perhaps some of whom could act as a liaison. Perhaps I see Tijani putting his hand up. Tijani, wish to?
Just to ask Salah to send the link to the wiki page that she created so that people who are not here can know that there is a page and they can consult it.
Thank you, Tijani. Yes, there is a link already. Salah has put it in the Adobe chat. But perhaps, yes, sending it by email would be a good thing as well for all those people that have not been able to make it. I do see a real good synergy possible here between RELOS and the things that are taking place already at the moment. They already are a step ahead. And also the ALAC and also the wider SO and ACs at ICANN. The concern that I have, of course, is that our needs are already quite focused. The rest of ICANN might not have such focused needs yet. So if we start locally and then act and permeate this in a very transparent but coordinated way over for Sandra to be able to slot in the overall pyramid of things, as one says, that's a good way forward. So what I think we should prepare the ALAC is to just have a quick couple of line proposal, and the ALAC would vote on this on our working session, closing session. On the Thursday wrap-up, that's right. One of the things that the ALAC will vote on to create the working group and to have Salah as interim chair. As you know, Salah, it always starts with an interim chair and then the working group selects their chair. In more cases than not, the chair, the confirmed chair, ended up being the interim chair. So thank you very much for all this work, Salah. And I appreciate you're up in the middle of the night, I understand.
Yes. 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Shall we? Okay. Well, that's real dedication. So thank you. Now, you may, of course, remain awake if you have had a couple of cups of coffee, because the next part of our meeting, and we're going to have to, unfortunately, due to time constraints, move directly to the next part. I see staff is cringing. Do you wish to have a one-minute break or a couple-of-minute break? Okay, right. All right. I'm sorry. I'm a slave driver. I push people too hard. I see everyone thinking, no, not a two-hour session in one go. We'll have a, let's see, what time is it? It's 13 minutes past the hour. Let's have about a five-minute break, but we will restart in five, 6 minutes, no matter if everybody is back. Thank you.